Figure 95 is a number 1 and number 2 nav presentation showing two HSIs. Nav number 1 indicates that the aircraft is located on the 3, 4, 5 degree radial. In the case of nav 1, the to from indicator is pointing to the tail of the needle. So if the course selected, 350 degrees, were to be intercepted and flown, it would take the aircraft away from the selected facility. Each dot is 2 degrees. With 2.5 dots deflection, it indicates the aircraft is 5 degrees left of the selected course. 5 degrees left of the 350 radial is the 345 degree radial. If the course selector were rotated so that the needle indicates 165 degrees, the to from indicator would read 2. A 165 degree course, if intercepted and flown, would take the aircraft to the facility with the CDI needle centered and the aircraft established on the 345 degree radial. The lateral displacement of the aircraft in NAV 1 from the radial selected is approximately 5 nautical miles. Aircraft displacement from course is approximately 200 feet per dot per nautical mile. At 30 nautical miles, a 1-dot deflection indicates approximately a 1 nautical mile displacement from the course. In the case of NAV 1, the distance is indicated at 60 nautical miles with 2.5 dots displacement. This equals 2 nautical miles times 2.5 dots, or approximately 5 nautical miles. Nav number 2 shows a 2-dot displacement from the desired radial. Each dot represents 2 degrees, so nav number 2 is indicating 4 degrees displacement from the desired radial. The OBS in NAV 2 is set at 170 degrees with a from indication, indicating the aircraft is 4 degrees to the right of course or on the 174 degree radial. By rotating the OBS to 174 degrees, the needle would center, and if the course were intercepted and flown, it would take the aircraft away from the facility on the 174 degree radial. In order to center the needle with a 2 indication on the number 2 nav, the number 2 OBS would have to be rotated to the reciprocal of 174 degrees, or 354 degrees. Figures 96 and 97 are related to the aircraft position and direction of flight indication of Figure 96. Each of the HSI indications in Figure 97 correspond to one or more of the arrows of aircraft position and direction of flight as shown in Figure 96. Figure 96 shows two localizer courses, one inbound to runway 9, and another inbound to runway 27. The inbound course to runway 27 is depicted as a front course, indicated with shading on the right side of the localizer symbol, and the course inbound to runway 9 is depicted as a back course, with a dark shading on the left side of the localizer symbol. HSI Alpha indicates a heading of 360 degrees with a CDI needle centered, indicating the position of aircraft in Figure 96 would be either position 9 or position 6. HSI Bravo indicates the aircraft is heading 090 degrees with a needle displacement to the right. On Figure 96, the only aircraft heading 090 degrees are aircraft 12, aircraft 13, and aircraft 5. Since position 12 would likely result in the needle being centered, the remaining choices are position 13 and position 5. HSI Charlie shows the aircraft heading 090 degrees with the CDI needle centered. Figure 96 has one option with a needle centered heading 090 degrees, and that is aircraft position 12. HSI Delta shows the aircraft heading 315 degrees with the needle displaced to the left. Figure 96 has one choice of aircraft with a heading of 315 degrees, that is aircraft number 2. HSI Echo shows an aircraft with a heading of 045 degrees and the needle is displaced to the right. The only locations in Figure 96 for an aircraft heading 045 degrees are position 8 and position 3. HSI Foxtrot shows an aircraft heading 270 degrees with the needle centered. The centered needle puts the aircraft on the extended center line, and a heading of 270 degrees corresponds with one possible choice in Figure 96, that is, aircraft position number 4. HSI Gulf shows an aircraft heading 270 degrees with the needle displaced to the left. The only possible aircraft positions in Figure 96 with the needle displaced heading 270 are positions 7 and 11. HSI Hotel indicates the aircraft is heading 215 degrees with the needle displacement to the left. The only corresponding aircraft position in Figure 96 heading 215 degrees is aircraft position number 1. HSI India shows an aircraft heading 270 degrees with the needle displaced to the right. The only possible aircraft positions in Figure 96 that correspond with a heading of 270 and a needle displacement are aircraft positions 7 and 11. Figures 98 and 99 are related. For each HSI presentation in Figure 99 is a corresponding aircraft position indication in Figure 98. HSI Alpha shows an aircraft heading 205 degrees, which would correspond with any one of four aircraft position indications in Figure 98. Look at the CDI indications in Figure 99 and determine which headings would be required to intercept the selected course. In all cases, if we have to fly, for example, north to intercept the selected course, then we must be south of the desired course. In all cases, the to-from indicator tells us that if we fly that heading, we will be flying either toward the station or away from the station. HSI Alpha shows a southerly heading will intercept either the 090 or 270 degree radial. The to-from indicator in HSI Alpha shows that a southeasterly heading will intercept the course to the station. With a heading of 205 degrees, if a southeasterly heading will intercept and track to the station, then the aircraft must be in the northwest quadrant. The only aircraft corresponding to a heading of 205 degrees in the northwest quadrant is aircraft number 1. HSI Bravo indicates a northerly heading will intercept either the 090 or 270 degree radial. The to-from indicates that an easterly heading will track toward the station. We are headed 135 degrees, and the only airplane that will track toward the station with an easterly heading is in the southwest quadrant, that is aircraft number 19. HSI Charlie indicates that a northwest heading will intercept the radial and track it to the station. To intercept and track the 180-degree radial to the station after turning to a northwest heading places the aircraft in the southeast quadrant, and the only one there with a heading of 315 degrees is aircraft number 12. HSI Delta indicates that a northeasterly heading will intercept the radial shown and track it toward the station. The only aircraft requiring a northeast heading to get to the station that is currently heading south is aircraft number 17. HSI Echo indicates that a turn to a southwesterly heading will track the radial toward the station. Aircraft requiring a southwesterly turn to track toward the station are located in the northeast quadrant, and the only aircraft position in the northeast quadrant heading 360 degrees is aircraft number 6. HSI Foxtrot indicates centered on the 360 or 180 degree radial with a northerly heading required to track to the station. The current heading of 045 degrees indicates that aircraft 16 is the aircraft on the 180 degree radial with a northerly heading required to track to the station.